Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Holiday song countdown 2, 6, 5, 4.
Okay, we're about halfway through the holiday countdown sequel, number 2. Last year we did this. We solicited votes from listeners of Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And those votes were tallied, and we came up with a top 10 last year, and then we said, we'll do this again. It was so much fun. We'll do this again. We'll make this an annual holiday tradition. And we allowed people to vote again, but you just couldn't vote for those original 10 songs. Those are like locked away in some special Hall of Fame holiday song vault now.
That is correct.
Yes. So this is the next... these are the next best, I guess, holiday songs. So, but there are a lot out there. So there are many worthy of your attention. So now we're up to number 6. And let's see what we have here at number 6. Okay, the Ronettes, Sleigh Ride from the classic album, A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, which came out in 1963. And I think as a whole, unlike Phil Spector, the album much beloved over time. So, I don't know what to say. I mean, I just, you know, we referenced Phil Spector earlier with the Mariah Carey song, how that sort of had echoes of this sort of wall of sound treatment that he and various of his artists put on these Christmas songs, right? Some on this album were original and some classic songs. This would be in the classic category, traditional Christmas song. And, you know, it's just great. I think it's become sort of the definitive version of Sleigh Ride, right?
Yeah, it definitely has. It was originally recorded, I think, by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops, and they had kind of a hit with it. But it was, you know, kind of a light orchestra record in 1949 or 1950 or something like that. It wasn't until Spector came in and rearranged or arranged it the way he did on A Christmas Gift for You that it really made an impact on the pop market, I think. And yeah, it's just one of those ones that, like, when you hear it, it's Christmas time now, like you can get that feeling inside of you. So it's wonderful. I've been listening to it my whole life.
Eric Lorenz has his hand up.
Hi, I was going to say I grew up actually listening more to the Johnny Mathis version of Sleigh Ride because that's what my mom and dad used to play. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to add that I think if you guys hold this countdown long enough, virtually every song from this album will be enshrined in the Hall of Fame, except perhaps for the Phil Spector version of Silent Night.
Yeah, there you go. That's, I think you're right. True.
And we should mention that on last year's countdown, the Darlene Love Christmas Baby Please Come Home made the top 10. Yeah. Mackenzie?
I feel like anyone who was in orchestra or band in high school could probably play this in their sleep. definitely, I still could. But I think this is actually like one of the best examples of the wall of sound. I love it. It's so good. The ring-a-ling-a-dings as the backing vocals too. And I think Ronnie Spector's voice just, it really soars on this. It's great.
Perfect. Yeah. Bill Mulligan?
To follow on to Mackenzie's point, one of the nice things about this version is that unlike the versions I always heard at my kids' band concerts, they don't use that clapper for the whip that always scares the hell out of me.
That's right. Anyone else? Any more comments on the Ronettes and Sleigh Ride? Mike Wagner.
I just want to chime in. I love this too. It was on my list. I love this version. This is like one of those songs. It's so good. Like all the different versions. I like them all. A bit, some you like more than others. I do like the Boston Pops ones that Patrick was talking about. I do like that one. I mean, this is like one of those songs. It's like, it's so great. And that's one of the things about Christmas songs too, is you can have multiple versions and you can like multiple versions. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
that's very true. And one thing I should mention here is when we did the second poll this year, we did tell people that you could vote for the same song by a different artist, the same song from the first year. It's a different version. And some people did cast votes that way. And I won't give anything away. We'll see how this all unfolds. All right. Any other, Patrick?
Yeah, I was just going to say really quick that I was just reading and didn't really realize now that, and maybe Craig Rosen knows more about this, but I didn't realize that Billboard has a holiday song chart now, because it says that the Ronette Sleigh Ride has charted the past 2 or 3 years or whatever on this holiday song chart. So it actually comes back and is a hit for them. So I don't know whether or not that, what that means as far as the charts go, but I was unaware there was a holiday song chart.
Greg?
Yeah, I think that's been around for at least a few years. I'm not sure when that started, but I do know that there have been at least, God, I don't know how many off the top of my head, but some number one albums, Christmas albums that went number one on the Billboard 200. Off the top of my head, a Mitch Miller, Elvis, Kenny G, which I just posted today. Speaking of Christmas music and Jews, what else? Good old Kenny Gorelick. Yeah, that's about it that comes to me off the top of my head as far as number one Christmas albums.
I want to mention here too, I want to give a shout out to another great version of Sleigh Ride, the Ella Fitzgerald version. I think is also quite good. So check that out. Has a great sort of like brass score to it. Really nice brass, heavy orchestral score. Anyway, okay. Where are we here? We are up to number 5. That was Just Like Christmas by Low. Came out in 1999. Patrick, was this on your list?
This was on my list, as a matter of fact. And I know that I don't think we're showing our individual list this year, but it was definitely one of the ones I included. And I thought not only is it a wonderful song and I love the arrangement and the structure and the rhythm of it, but also the fact that Mimi Parker passed away in November of this year at the age of 55. I thought it was, you know, close to my heart in that sense too. Beautiful, beautiful song, and really evokes kind of a spirituality that's pretty neat, as well as a good journey song. So rest in power, Mimi, for sure.
Yeah. Paul Hayden has his hand up. Paul, welcome.
Welcome, sir.
This was definitely bittersweet. I've had this thing, hearing it now this season has that extra weight to it. She passed, and Christmas has a lot of good things, but sometimes they're trying to make the best of it, and this song kind of fell into that.
Yeah, nice. Love, yes, the Christmas, well, sweater, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah. Abbey Road.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh, that's beautiful.
Very good. Niklas put something in the chat here I'd like him to speak on. What do you got for us, Niklas?
Well, they did sing that they went from Stockholm to Oslo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it started to snow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if they actually took the car from Stockholm to Oslo, they would pass right through Falun, where I live. So, yeah.
Nice. I'm glad you mentioned traveling in Sweden, because I forgot to mention in the last song, Sleigh Ride, that you must know something about that, right? You probably take sleighs, you know, with some regularity, right?
Yeah, I'll take that to work every day.
All right. Anyone else? Any other comments on the Low song? Okay. I just want to say quickly, Patrick, I really admire the diversity of the list.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So that you have, you know, 60s girl group followed by, like, you know, lo-fi indie rock, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it was possible to put together this 253 song playlist, it would be totally amazing. It really would. Yes. I'm not sure where to get some of them. Some of them I can't even pronounce in Niklas's case. So, but it would be quite a thing to round it all up and hit it on play about Christmas Eve and just let it go all the way through the next day.
Yeah. You should put together that playlist. All right.
I'll work on it.
Okay. All right. Let's move on here to number 4 today. Some little bells there at the end of that mm-hmm. clip. That was 2000 Miles by the Pretenders. Came out in 1983 on their Learning to Crawl album, which is an album that I probably listened to about 10,000 times. I don't know.
And 2000 times, yeah.
Yes. Much like the Joni Mitchell song. It's a...
May or may not be intended as a Christmas song, but it has become that, right? It's a song that happens to mention Christmas or be around Christmas, but is on an otherwise just, you know, one of their albums that they put out. Wasn't a Christmas album or a special single or anything like that. I will just mention real quickly, putting all of that aside, our friend Mike Wagner must love the guitar sound on that song, right, Mike?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's who was playing? What was his name? The guy who was playing at that time. I can see his face. Great player.
I'll look it up. I know they changed guitars at that time, right?
Yeah, but he played later with Paul McCartney. I can't remember his name now. I can see it's a Telecaster. He played a Telecaster a lot, but yeah, that's a great sounding guitar. Fantastic.
That would have been Robbie McIntosh.
That's it. Yep, that's his name. Great guitar player.
Okay, Patrick, any thoughts on your end?
No, I really like this song. It's another one that's like we were talking about with Joni Mitchell. You could debate whether or not it was truly a Christmas song. I know that it was released at some point. I'm not sure if it was in the 80s, but it became pretty popular in Europe, and it was released as a single. And I have seen the single itself. You can look it up on Discogs or something like that. But there's a UFO on the front, sort of like flying over a winter scene, like a farmhouse in the snow or something. So I always thought that was kind of interesting. So I don't know if there's any extraterrestrial connection.
Eric Lorenz has a comment.
I didn't know this before now. I was just looking at Wikipedia, and apparently this was written for James Honeyman Scott after he passed.
Okay. That makes sense.
Craig?
Yeah, this was my number one pick. It's just a gorgeous song. I mean, you mentioned those chiming guitars that are just incredible, and of course, Chrissy Hynde's voice. And it sort of dawned on me, you know, there's like two types of Christmas songs, the sort of blue Christmas, sad, you know, lonely, and then there's, you know, the holly jolly ones. And, you know, this year, I don't know, it just seemed to fit better for me. I think I've been in like Christmas season denial. I've been kind of like holding off on listening to Christmas music, but now it's finally getting there. You gotta listen now, you know, it's getting too close. But I don't know, maybe it's from living in California. We did have some rain today. The sun's out now, but so we're getting there. But yeah, incredible song.
Yeah, it's great. Any other comments? Jason Goble.
Yeah, I mean, echoing what Craig just said, I think this is one of the reasons I like this song and the river and some songs like that. Because, again, growing up and I still listen to like holiday, you know, radio a little bit and the holiday stations on Sirius. And I always welcomed something like this, you know, where it's like five just overly happy songs, and then this comes in and kind of like resets the palate, I guess, at the end of the day. And it's a nice palate cleanser, you know. And I would say it's more than that, you know. That's probably a bad way to describe it, but I like sort of when the melancholy songs come in. You know, last year I remember, you know, your number one song was Father Christmas. And I think, as I said, that's a thing I like about that song, that, you know, it's upbeat, but it's also like a very sarcastic upbeat at the end of the day.
Right.
Okay. And now we're down to the top three on this year's countdown, but you have to wait till tomorrow. Again, there's no early peeking at the presents.
Gotta be patient. That's right.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll be back to you with the top three on the countdown tomorrow.